Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Nemo Leibold. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Foster. Batting third. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Del Pratt. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Harris. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Shano Collins. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Mitchell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roxy Walters. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herb Pennock. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Herb Pennock. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Mulligan. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Amos Strunk. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Blankenship. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Blankenship. And now, play ball. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster takes first base on ball four. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Foster. The throw from Schalk and he is safe. Foster steals second. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into left field. Falk picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Falk. Foster scores. Burns moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roxy Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mulligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hooper for the out. One out. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Collins. Strunk reaches second base with a double. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Strunk scores. It's Red Sox, 1, White Sox, 1. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a ball on the ground that hits Falk. Falk is out and Shealy is safe at first. There goes Falk trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Shealy moves to second. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk takes first base on ball four. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mitchell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is 0 for 1 in the game. Leibold hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Leibold for the out. One out. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Foster takes first base on ball 4. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Foster. The throw from Schalk and he is out, Johnson applying the tag. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 1 in the game. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pennock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0 for 1 in the game. Pratt hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Strunk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Falk bunts towards first. Burns picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Burns. Falk moves to second. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foster fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Schalk hits a pop-up towards short. Mitchell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roxy Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-1 in the game. Walters hits a line drive into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pennock hits a line drive into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0-for-1 in the game. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mitchell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-for-2 in the game. Mulligan hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Liebold, who is chasing the ball. Mulligan reaches third base with a triple. Liebold throws the ball into Pennock, who tags Mulligan trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Johnson goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Walters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nemo Liebold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liebold is 0-for-2 in the game. Liebold hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a pop-up towards first. Shealy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Strunk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0-for-2 in the game. Pratt hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shealy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pennock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Shealy moves to second. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0-for-2 in the game. Blankenship bunts towards the mound. Pennock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters fires to first and picks off Schalk. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mitchell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roxy Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-2 in the game. Walters hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 0-for-2 in the game. Pennock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Benkar pinch hits for Nemo Leibold. Benkar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Minoski now playing center field. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Mulligan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Collins bunts towards the mound. Pennock fields it and throws to first for the out. Mulligan moves to second. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hooper for the out. Mulligan moves to third. Two outs. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Strunk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mulligan scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a pop-up towards short. Mitchell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Foster hits a line drive into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0-for-3 in the game. Pratt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burns moves to second. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-3 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.